Blog Talk Radio.
He kissed me, and all I could say is, wow. I could feel all my synapses snap and snap back, and as I sat back, I tried to keep track of how this inferno is now ablaze. He's hotter than hell, make even Hades bust his sweat and want to turn on the AC like fighting a fight you just don't want to win. Give you that, oh shit, you feel so good type moment. Bring the floodwaters like the hell guy.
Welcome to Sen's Writer Request, and now your host, Miss Sen.
Sin's Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and tonight we have a very special guest. We are talking with Miss Bernice Wooden and her new book, How to Get Your Degree in Celibacy. So, yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, because we got a lot to talk about and there's some things going on. So, to get us in the mood, right, for all this situation, because y'all know I'm going to have some questions and you know it's going to be a little reckless. For the record, I was celibate for 11 months and some change. Yeah, let's talk about that in a minute. So prepare us. Let's get some Egyptian, all of me.
Justice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, me, oh, my. What a girl sexy, what a girl fly, yeah. I'm from the very first time, talking on my mind, it's like me get tired. When she put it on the left, but she feel it on the right, mash up the whole of my life. Me say me have to get on, let her try, because it's nice. She put her hand on me, now she sees my life, this is all I'm dreaming it to be. Put her hand on me, this is how I want to be, this is how I want my love. It's coming from you. When you told me tight and don't let go, we're ticking like tic-tac-toe. This is all the best and the great we know, the best man you ever know. Love my style, love my flow, and I take you places you always dreaming to go. This is how she put a hold on me. Now she said my life, this is all I'm dreaming it to be. What a girl sexy, what a girl fly, yeah. I'm from the very first time, talking on my mind, it's like me get tired, yeah. When she put it on the left, but she feel it on the right, mash up the whole of my life. Me say me have to get on, let her try, because it's nice. She put her hold on me, now she sees my life, this is all I'm dreaming it to be. Put her with your all on me. This is how I want it. This is how I see you and me.
Listen. I don't know how this celibacy thing is going to go, because starting off with Egyptian is a thing.
Okay, I'm just playing around. This is Sin's Writer Request. I'm your host, Miss Sin City, and we have the most awesomest person, well, one of the most awesomest people that I've met in a really long time. We have Miss Bernice Whitten. Yay!
Hey. Yes.
How
thank you
are
for having
you, love?
Me.
What's going on?
I'm excited. On? You got me up at 11 o'clock, first of all, but I'm just saying, thank
okay.
you. For I'm so used to going to sleep
she's
at
like,
10.
I'm dying, but thanks.
Yes.
I'm so happy to have you on.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here. We're very excited. So, how to get your degree in celibacy? 10 tips on how to keep your lips closed? Girl, let's go. Tell us all about this book, the inspiration for it. Like, really? How to get your degree in celibacy?
Yeah. So here's the deal. I first decided to be celibate after a bad breakup. So that happened in 2011. And at that time, it was like, you know what, I'm going to stick to being to myself for a year. I'm going to give myself some time to figure out, like, what I really want, give myself some space, like, recuperate from the bad breakup. And within that year, I've been able to meet new people and create new a new perspective of what I really want in life. And while it was the first year, it kind of carried on over into now what it's been 7 years. And I promise you I didn't plan that. And within these 7 years, I had this, like, really random dream about my name being on a book. And I guess God was telling me I needed to write about it. So I wrote about it, and here we are today. This is it.
Nice. I love it. So for the record, I hinted at it earlier. I was also celibate for about a year. It was a very trying situation. Tell us about your first year and, like, really what came of it, beyond the book, of course. But what did you really learn? What did you come away with that very first year?
I know the first year was the struggle for me. And I know you say it was trying for you, but I think for me I was thinking about sex all the time. Like, oh, my God, what am I doing to myself?
Buddy.
What am I doing to my body? Why, like, what the hell is happening? And then I think after – like the 10th month being celibate, I was like, you know what? I've gotten the chance to really learn what I like. I think the main thing that I learned within the first year is to learn what I really like about myself. And then, like, a lot of times I got a chance to have, like, a confidence boost. Even though I didn't have a man in my life to tell me things, I had to find it in myself, and it allowed me to build my confidence. So the first year I was really, like, focused on that, and then after each year, it's just gotten easier and easier to go through the process.
Well, maybe I should have made it, you know, maybe past the very first year, but I will say I broke. So what had happened was I was going strong, similar to you, you know, after a really, it wasn't really a really bad breakup. I just kind of got tired of the waiting game I was playing with the person that I was with. And it was really not, it was really just like, okay, not today, Sin, which kind of turned into like a week, which then turned into like 2 months, which then turned into like 3 months. And then it was like, okay, well, damn, if, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be dry like the goddamn Sahara Desert, we may as well just wait for somebody who has time to give. And I was good, you know, as a person who thrives on affection, I found it a little difficult in the beginning. You know, I was upset all the time, girl. I went through some mood swings. I was a little angry. And then, you know, it did kind of get easier toward, like, that 1 year mark. And then, yeah, somebody did something they wasn't supposed to do, and that was over.
And nothing's wrong with that either, right? Because you chose to do it.
Yes, I did. It was definitely a choice. I was trying not to. I was like, Sin, you know, you should wait. You know, you're not sure about his situation, but damn, he's smell good and taste good. And it was all over. No, I was, I definitely was weak. I was weak in that moment. I was weak.
Hey now. Hey now. I remember that.
Fun. Definitely fun. So, born and bred in New York, right? No. Yeah. Born and bred Brooklyn, New York. A degree in television production from Brooklyn College. Whoop, whoop. And you've been producing since 2007, over 500 different Fortune 500 companies, including Procter & Gamble and Visa and MTD, blah, blah, blah. Be Nice Productions is the house under which Miss Bernice Woodin does all of her magic. But celibate for 7 years. I would imagine that dealing with companies like Procter & Gamble and Visa and MTV, Panasonic, you would meet a nice caliber of man. Like, what kind of people were you meeting, and how did your celibacy affect how they dealt with you?
That's a good question. I know for me, honestly, most of the people that I did meet were white men. And honestly, that's not my, I'm not attracted to that. So it was easy for me not to feel like I had to compromise, like, what I'm interested in. But, I mean, I'll seal the deal or, you know, continue the conversation when it comes to my business. I mean, no holds barred. Even if it was a chocolate good-looking brother, you know, like, stuff is still going to get done because I know how to separate business from pleasure.
Right.
But it took me some time to get there too, because at first, you know, especially being celibate, every time a guy gives you attention, you're like, oh, you know, I haven't had this attention in a long time. Like, how should I move through this?
Right.
Should I keep it business? Should I keep it personal? And then I realized that I do have to keep it separate. And when I keep it separate, then I can continue to do what I need to do so I can, like I said, seal the deal.
Right.
Effectively.
Well,
yeah.
But that's people that you were actually working with. How about, like, the peripherals, like the friends of a friend? You know, as people in corporate America and who deal with many people in corporate America, you know, we do holiday parties, we do luncheons, we do conferences. You know, how did your celibacy affect those types of relationships? Not necessarily the work relationships, but people that might have been prospects or looking like they could have been prospects when you said hello, you know, in a business sense, you know, or from a business standpoint. But I mean, like, outside of that, outside of a possible deal, we're just talking about, like, you're at a place and, you know, you're networking and you're meeting people and things like that. And, you know, when the conversation comes up, like, you know, oh, are you married? Or do you have a boyfriend? Or if they even ask these questions, by the way, because we know how these men today are, and the women, how did a lot of people take you saying, well, you know, I'm actually celibate?
Covered it pretty much. I haven't really been asked those questions, especially in that type of setting. When I'm networking, like I said, I keep it strictly business, so I don't even allow a door to open for them to ask me if I'm single. And it's not even, I don't necessarily allow it. Honestly, they don't ask. I've had men who told me that I intimidate them, and at that point in stage, they won't ask me anything until after they feel like we're comfortable, we cool enough, and then they'll tell me after, like, you know, Bernice, you know, I was kind of intimidated by you, you know, I see what you got going on, and so I'm not sure if I should be, you know, if I'm on your level. And you know, that kind of sucks when men tell me that. And I've heard it way more than 2-3 times. But it's something, a conversation that they have with themselves about who I am without them trying to figure out who I am. You know what I mean? But for those who have asked me about about am I single or anything, and if I'm comfortable enough, because that's another thing. I'm not going around with an I am celibate T-shirt on. but I mean, if I'm comfortable enough, if we're relatable, if we're having a good ass conversation, And then I might just say, like, you know what, I'm celibate. And if I tell a guy that, oh, my God, it's always pretty cool. I can't front. Like, most of the guys I've told that to, they like, really? That's pretty amazing. I'm really, like, I'm kind of digging that. So, I mean, and then I also get the guys who tell me, oh, I'm celibate, too, which is
And do you believe
awesome.
Them?
I do. I do. Because
do?
Here's the thing. They don't have any reason to lie to me. No reason to lie to me. That doesn't make me feel like I'm going to have sex with you. You know what I mean? Like, if we're both celibate, that doesn't.
I think most men feel like if they are relatable, then they can possibly open that door. No?
No, what I'm telling you, my experience is that we're already relatable in other aspects. And then I'm comfortable enough to share this last piece with you. And if I'm comfortable enough to share this last piece with you, and then this other person is like, you know what, I've actually been celibate for the past year. I mean, obviously it's not as long as me, but they'll be like, you know, I haven't had sex in 10 months. And you know, it's crazy. Uh-huh. You and I are on the same journey, blah, blah, blah. And most of the time it doesn't pass forward from there. But it's like, you know, of course, relatability, like trying to be relatable, and them feeling like they have someone to talk to about it. Because here's the thing, a lot of men are not open about it because they don't feel like they can talk to their counterparts and not be laughed at. So
true.
I think when a man tells a woman that he is celibate, you have to be serious about it and really acknowledge that it could actually be that. And to take their word for it. Because honestly, a man going to lie about that, I can't see why he would. I don't understand why
I guess it's also about who you're dealing with and the circumstances beyond that first initial compatibility that you find, and the way how people open up. I talk to a lot of different people, of course, both in my line of work, day job, night job, you know, side job, you know, all my hustles, and just in general as a performance artist. And I find that there are a lot of men who have this concept of trying to conquer me somehow. So, like, the conversation of being celibate or not engaging or not being engaging, because that's what I used to call it, not really engaging people right now, that used to really come off to them like, yeah, right, like, words and, like, you, like, for real. Because, of course, you know, being known for my style of poetry, my delivery, you know, and that kind of a thing, and my confidence overall in terms of not just my personality and who I am personally, but my sexuality, you know, like really saying you celibate? Nah, I can't see that. So it becomes like this whirlwind of like, why y'all gotta judge me though? Why right here? And then it's kind of like I'm something to now conquer. You know, let me prove you wrong, Sin. I know I could get you. You know, like you've never been in that situation where it's like they really wanted to like just break you out of it. Like, for real.
No, not me. Not for the past 7 years. No. See. Let me tell you just one thing about me. When I tell you these guys tell me I intimidate them, it's not that I'm walking around with this straight up like, yo. You know, I'm intimidated. However, you know, I have to kind of like sidebar this. You know, all these viral videos of like girls from Brooklyn and like they show us like all hardcore
True.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
I promise you that is me. And that's what they see. And it scares the shit out of them. And they don't know what to do. So,
you know,
I need...
kudos for me.
Yeah,
like I am Brooklyn, born and bred.
Yeah, can I tell you this guy? I'll never forget this guy told me one time, like, Bernice, you curse too much. I was like, who the fuck you think
what?
You are?
What the fuck?
Like, excuse
what
me?
You mean?
What's happening? Like, what do you mean? I can curse. I mean, I got a fucking master's degree. I can do whatever the hell I want to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you goddamn
don't
right
tell
again.
Me I curse too much. Please don't tell me I curse too much. And here's the thing. I know what to do when I'm doing it. I'm very clear. Like, when I'm in a business setting, I know how to be in that setting. I know how to be when I'm comfortable at home. Like, I know who I am around my friends. And it's not that it's different personalities, but it's different levels. You know what
Correct.
I mean? Just like Jay-Z. He's not cursing in the business meeting or, you know, you ain't you don't have Oprah using slang and stuff. But you can't tell me her and Gail ain't in the back with they whine and with they tease, but they cursing up. You know what I mean? You can't
that's
tell
right.
me that that's not happening. So I know what to do when I'm doing it, but I just need a man that knows that he's comfortable in his element and he can do what he do, and I'm not going to try to change him, and he's not going to try to change me. And I will wait patiently for
all
a man
right.
like that instead of settling for somebody else.
All right. I like that. Hashtag Bernice. I'm getting it. That's right. Ew. Bernice said, don't judge her, y'all. Don't judge her. That's
don't
right.
do it, please. Thank you. Thank you very
Bernice
much.
Brooklyn. Us Brooklyn girls are of a different caliber.
We
One
are,
day,
though.
Y'all will understand.
Yeah, what you going to say?
What I no, that's just like one day they'll understand. You can't, we cannot keep, and it doesn't even really matter that we're Brooklyn girls, you know, it's a, definitely a plus because most people know not to fuck with us all the way around. But anybody really from Brooklyn, anybody who has Brooklyn roots, there's just a certain type of swag that we have that. No matter where we go, it just says, listen, come correct or go the fuck home.
Yep.
And,
thank you.
And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
While we tell these people, don't judge us, we're going to listen to Chris Brown talking about don't judge us neither. You know, I like him a lot. Here's Breezy and don't judge me.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, baby,
so fast. I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait!
Just let the past just be the past. Focus on things that are gonna make us last. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please.
And I'm your host, Miss Sin City. We are on with Miss Bernice Wooden and how to get your degree in celibacy and tips to keep your lips closed. Bernice, let me tell you, girl, I applaud you for 7 dedicated years. Maybe not dedicated because, you know, things just happen sometimes, but really being conscious of your journey and just being very, very aware of self. I must admit, even during, you know, my time, part of the reason why I stayed celibate for that time is because I really felt like I was giving myself away. And, you know, even before that. And I was very aware of the fact that, you know, I love hard and I give all of myself. I'm like, if you're not going to reciprocate that, if you don't have time to dedicate to matching the words and the action with your actions, so that we're both succinct, then there's no reason for me to be engaging you, not sexually, not physically, not emotionally, not anything. So kudos to you, girl, because I don't want to say I'm back in the same situation, but again, I'm you know, you come to that crossroads where you're like, okay, are we back at the same point where I just gotta cut off everybody from the good, and keep it to myself? Like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you get a chance to choose, whatever.
Yes, you get a chance to choose, and you're very aware. So there are 10 tips to keeping your lips closed. Ladies and gentlemen, I need y'all to listen up and listen well. Miss Bernice, I need you to give us your top 5. Not all 5, because we're going to talk about it, right?
Oh, top
but
5, that's
top.
Most of the book.
Mm. Yeah, no, I thought about that. No, I won't do that to you. I won't do that to you. Just give us your top 3.
Okay,
y'all got to get
you.
It. BernieceWooden.com, by the way. It's on sale.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your top 3, like your 3 most pertinent, life-saving, life-changing tips, keep you grounded tips.
Yes, yes. I think the first thing that has supported me mostly with my celibacy journey is telling people that I love and that I trust about my journey. Because I've had people in my life that I shared my journey with, and they were very judgmental.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those people who were actually women said, you know, things like, you know what, you're too young to be doing that to your body. You know, your body needs sex. Your body needs to release, you know, any energy or any bad, you know, experiences and stuff like that. Like, you have to have sex so you can feel better. And once I realized that they were trying to force me to have sex, a lot of those friendships I had to end. So it's very important for you to disclose that information with people that you love that and that you trust that won't judge you. So that's a very important step. I think that we get all tangled up in what it's supposed to look like, but you know what you want for yourself and for your body, and you can't tell anybody else what to do with their bodies. And so that's number one. I would say another step that has been very supportive for me is meditation. And when I talk about meditation, I mean, that could be any form, right? Like, a lot of people use meditation as prayer. People take a clip from YouTube and listen to something in the morning before they leave, or they listen to something before they go to bed at night. It really is a profound method that has supported me through this journey as well, to get me, like, really rejuvenated and started for the day, and gives me, like, a clear head so I can be who I need to be when I'm out in the world and feel confident about myself. Because that's another thing, of course, that I mentioned earlier about confidence that I pretty much lacked a lot of after my last relationship. So now that I know how to gain it and how to, like, activate it every day, I feel like meditation first thing in the morning has supported me. And then I will also say the third and final step that I will share that has been so amazing would be just focusing on career and your career mindset and what you want to do. So, like, it's really a time for people who are deciding to be celibate or practicing abstinence to really figure out, like, what they want to do with their lives. And because there's no distractions, you can really, like, settle down and, like, figure out what it is you want to do. So for me, I decided after all this time, I would go back to school to get my master's degree. I would start a production company. I would write this book. If I was in a relationship, I can almost guarantee I would have never went back to school, and I can almost guarantee I would have never started my own business. Because as you mentioned earlier about yourself, how you give fully, I too was like that in my past relationships. But now that I'm so focused on, like, my career and what I want to do and what I want to be and how wealth is priority to me, and, like, my wealth and my health is priority to me, I don't have any distractions, and I can solely focus on that. So really having a career mindset and knowing that it's important for me to be who I need to be so I can grow and be the queen that I will, so I can attract my king.
Oh, look at her. Go back. So let's backtrack for the people who are just joining us. This is Sins Writer Request. We are on with Ms. Bernice Wooden and talking about how to get your degree in celibacy, the 10 tips to keeping your lips closed. First tip, hold on, because I ad-libbed you a little bit, so bear with me a moment. Tip one, disclose your journey with those you absolutely trust. It's all about building your support system. I find that to be a very awesome thing to tell people because, you know, no matter what you're going through, you need to have people in your corner. You have to have somebody rooting you on, no matter for how long in the journey. You know, it could be like for 6 months and, you know, you got your best friend, you know, gung-ho, yes, baby, you could do it. Yes, girl, you could do it. And you need that because, you know, everything is, we're not meant to be lonely people in this world. And just supporting each other, just in something as simple as me being celibate, it makes a big difference in your life. And it doesn't matter actually what you're supporting people in, just to be a support is a great thing. So I thank you for that, and I absolutely agree. Tip two, meditate. Woo, girl. So let me ask you some questions about this meditation now. This meditation is supposed to be quiet time meditation. This is supposed to be like mental release meditation? What exactly is entailed in this meditation?
It's all of those things. I know for me, I have a few YouTube videos that I like to do first thing in the morning, and I think most of those meditations are really supportive for me to get what I need to get done throughout the day, because I am not a procrastinator, but I feel like sometimes I lack in completing certain things that I really don't want to get done. So that sounds like we're procrastinating to me. So I'm trying to, like, not fluff it up right now, but y'all can laugh at me all you want. But
nobody's laughing here. We're supporting you. We're supporting you. Nobody's laughing. We're supporting you.
But, yeah, it's like one of those things where I can, like, so usually it's a 10-minute meditation. I keep it really short and sweet. It's the first thing I do first thing in the morning before I even get up out of the bed. Put my headphones on, listen to my meditation, even if I'm still, like, getting out of, like, my head of my dream or whatever it is, and I'm really focusing on what needs to be done throughout the day. Like, it really gives me a renewal. It gives me, like, a fresh start each day. Like, that's what my meditation does for me. And I think it's important for everybody to figure out what their morning routine will be. And let me just say this real, real quick. I think everybody, or excuse me, not let me not say everybody. I think most women, I would say, if I had to come up with a percentage, like at least 75% of women's role model is Oprah Winfrey. And if you knew what her morning routine was, like, just like I said earlier, first thing when we spoke is like, yo, you got me on this phone at 11 o'clock. Like, Oprah's not up right now. But... And it's like one of those things, like I read her morning, like, routine, like she's up at 3. She has, like, she's doing her business. She works out from 3:30 to, like, 4:30. She's doing, like, her radio shows from, like, 5 to 6. Like, she has this whole routine, and she's in bed by 9. Because she knows, like, okay, this is what I need to do to continue having my wealth and continue being successful. Mm-hmm. And I think I decided myself, like, now I go to sleep at 10. 9 o'clock is pushing it for me. But I'll do my best to go to sleep at 10 so I can really just get my mindset up where I can be like, I can wake up at 5 and I'll be good because I can get up in the morning and go to the gym and start my day. So a morning routine is important. Uh-huh. And meditation has been one of those things that I do.
Awesome. And last but not least is focus on self. You have to figure out what it is. Like, take this time to really focus on what you want to be, who you are, and where you want to take your life. That is a tremendous, tremendous point because, you know, a lot of times, and even for myself, I struggle with it. Like I was saying earlier, as a very passionate person and as a person that thrives on affection, I give affection, and I like to get affection of all types. It doesn't necessarily need to be sexual, but, you know, as a person that thrives on affection and interaction, you know, when your space is empty for a very long time, it tends to pull parts of you away that you make dormant. And then there are other parts that you're like, okay, let me just drum this up because now I got the time. I don't know what it's going to look like later. So you tend to kind of have your hands in a lot of different things, or you tend to focus on, you have the time and the clarity to try to focus, to keep busy, so you're not thinking about the fact that you're goddamn celibate. I'm sorry. but it's a good thing because, you know, then you actually get busy and you stay productive and you do something for yourself. A lot of times what happens is we get into these relationships, whether it's, you know, long-term, short-term, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever, and we give so much of ourselves away, and the moment that we decide that we want to take some of it back, it becomes a problem.
Yep, exactly.
And so being celibate allows you the time to focus on yourself. Bernice, you know, have I told you how awesome you are today?
No, you didn't.
I'm gonna tell you again.
I'm going to tell you again. Bernice is not short on ego today, y'all. Bernice is not short on ego.
No, I'm not. Let me tell you, this confidence
you
is all the way up.
Good. I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy. What people don't know about Miss Bernice, that I know about Miss Bernice, is Miss Bernice is also a power player.
Yes.
And I've had the displeasure of being a power player along with Miss Bernice. And it's so crazy how just the simple principles of the Power Players Club and playing the game of life, how you choose to step into your life and how much of your life you are willing to really manifest based on that. And I'm so very proud of you. I just want you to know that. I'm very excited for you. To see your production company up and running and off the ground and you doing what you love. And, of course, the new book, How to Get Your Degree in Celibacy. Nobody would have thought. I really didn't think, for the record. I never thought you would have wrote a book like that. But I'm so proud of
you. And
you
know what? You're not the only person who said that.
And I'm happy that you were able to take your experience and continue your journey and really – love it, you know, and really embrace it. I wish that upon many more people to really embrace who they are and the journey that they're on, so that no matter what it is that we do, we can be the truest part of that. And I absolutely commend you, my dear.
Thank you.
So with that, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I get a little sappy sometimes. You know, it's the poet in me.
Hey now.
So really quick. Tell everybody where they can get your book and any upcoming events surrounding the book. I know you have a launch coming out, a book release coming up. So tell us about that and tell everybody where they can buy your book.
Yes. So right now my book is available for pre-order. You can go to www.bernicewooden.com. And you can you'll see the full page of my book and all the information that you need. And you can pre-order the book. It's available for $20, and it's an autographed copy. And I'll be sending those at the end of the month of November. I have a special launch coming up, and those are only for people who pre-order the book that will be invited to my launch. Because it's such an exclusive event, I have some amazing people on board. I have to make sure I can fill up the room, but, you know, it's for those who support me. So whoever pre-orders the book will be invited to my special event along with media and press. And, yeah, that's what's happening right now. So if you're in the New York City area, New Jersey area, you want to come to my official launch, it's going to be hosted by my mentor, Patrick L. Riley, who is a phenomenal freelance producer. Past clients include Oprah Winfrey. He worked for her for 20 years, Wendy Williams, and a whole plethora of people. He's going to moderate our discussion, which will be like a 45-minute discussion about my book and him really digging deep and asking me all the juicy questions like you are tonight about my journey. And, yeah, and we're going to have food and drinks and some goodies in store. So, yeah, I need those who pre-order to come to the party. So, yeah, that's what's happening.
That's right. I'll be there. I'm coming. I'm buying the book right now. I'm going on.
Yes.
www.bernicewooden, because I'm putting it on the Facebook page,
.com.
You can definitely get the book there. It is now up on Sin City Radio, so the link is definitely there. So tell me something. I know we talked about celibacy, and we're talking about how to stay there. But what is your ideal king?
I mean, where's the applause? Can I get an applause before I recite?
I'm sorry,
my ideal. There we go.
I'm going to work on the floor.
My ideal king, oh, my God, I think about him almost every day. And it's funny because Yeah, because here's the thing. I'm still human. Hi, people. My name's Bernice. I'm human. Do I still have urges? Yes. And to think about him every day is to really manifest who I really want in my life. And that's
okay.
Really, truly, genuinely a man who is confident, who is trustworthy, who is intelligent, who is funny, who knows how to build wealth and knows how to support his queen and building her wealth as well. A man who
mm-hmm.
loves his family. A man who just loves people in general and can support people in their dreams. I think that's very important
mm-hmm.
for me to see that he's not selfish at all, but very giving. And when I say giving,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't necessarily have to be financially, but I mean like giving
right.
in the aspect of like he can listen to somebody and then help support them in any type of way and or any resources that he has. And then
mm-hmm.
a man who loves God, because that's very important to me as well.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's
he
my
sounds,
thing.
Sounds,
I mean,
he sounds absolutely fabulous. Can we get two of those? Yeah, order them up.
Yeah, I'm sure he got
sounds fantastic.
I'll let you know.
I don't mind a twin. I wouldn't mind a twin. You know, it's so crazy. I wanted to be a twin at one point in my life. I was like, yo, if there were two of me in the world, Jesus. And then I had to think about that really hard. I was like, if there were two of me in the world, So with that, we're gonna play a little shoot, because we're gonna shoot it with salt and pepper, because we thinking about our kings and whatnot. We thinking
hey,
about what they're doing.
Baby. The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy. Here I go again, girl. What's my weakness? Okay, then chilling, minding my business.
Word.
You thought I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kind of wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no. Don't make me see what I want, slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. I wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an newbie or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile, bright as the sun. I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna. Look at him.
Ricky G. Yeah. Hit skins whenever quickly.
Right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get. Mm-mm-mm, for the smell of it.
Smelly.
You want my ball, here's the hot rod.
Hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a. Six one of a 6'2", wanna hit you.
So what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I wanna shoot you.
Sins Writer Request, and I'm your host, Miss Sin City. I want to thank Miss Bernice Wooden for coming on and talking about her new book, How to Get Your Degree in Celibacy, 10 Tips on How to Keep Your Lips Closed. Thank you, Miss Bernice. We really appreciate you. I'm so very excited.
Thank
that you.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Her book is on pre-sale at BerniceWooden.com. She has her book release and launch coming up with discussion about the book and about her journey. A lot more in-depth than what we got into here, but, you know, then ask all of, you know, hard-hitting questions and stuff like that. So that's what we do here. So definitely support Ms. Bernice. Thank you again, my dear. We really, really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Lau. And then next week we have more awesome people on. I will have Miss Mimi from Celebrate Life, Inc. On with us next week, Monday at 11 p.m. Miss Mimi is a 10-year cancer survivor. She celebrated yesterday, had a beautiful brunch, and we'll be talking to her about her journey and her survival and how she is now helping other people. So we're very excited to have her on. So definitely keep it locked here next week, Monday night, 11 p.m. You know how we do. Coming up this week, oh, my God, how did I forget? Friday night, Sin City, that would be me. we got Sip and Paint with Sin City going on Friday night at KS Jam Studios, 8:30. I think it's $35. You can actually get tickets now at www.paintandsipwithsincity.eventbrite.com. We have, like, maybe 5 more spots left, so if you want to get them, you better get them now, because y'all know how I do. I have no behavior sometimes. And so, you know, we're going to be painting, and we're going to be sipping on some good shit, you know what I'm saying, some working it out and having some fun. So definitely, definitely, definitely get your tickets if you want to be there. And then on Saturday at 4 p.m., we have Her Voice with The Truth going to be at the file spot. So definitely come down and check that out. It's a free event. Also raising awareness to domestic violence and the like. So definitely, definitely, definitely come out. I will definitely be in the building along with Overflow Big Mama. And The Truth herself, so we definitely look forward to seeing you there. We are in our second season. We are like in our 8th season of Sin's Writer Request. I'm so excited that you guys were able to join me. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
It's gonna take enough to drag me away. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. Just like a breakdown in Africa. It's gonna take some time, but I know you would fight it for. I'd fight for you. I don't wanna live another day without you.
say. It don't even matter, they don't really understand. Without each other, we are barely breathing. The air in these hearts again. Worth fighting for. Don't let nobody hold you down. Let me hear you say, whoa, whoa, oh, whoa. And if you found someone that's worth fighting for, the one you can't live without, let me hear you say, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men no more could ever do.
I'd fight for you.
Gonna take some time, but I know you.